Where can I spend my allowance? My goodness sakes. This is Mr. Candle. Good evening, good evening, good evening. It's a wonderful evening, isn't it? The weather is absolutely superb. Here I am sitting on the bedside of you. I'm going to tell you a story about somebody I met just last night as I was sitting on the bedside bed tables of children around the world as Mr. Candle and listening to them tell their stories, and they listen to me tell my story. I met this little boy, and he was 12 years old. That's not such a little boy. That's a little boy who really is a very powerful young man. And this little boy was doing things around the house and being very helpful. His mother had trained him and his father had trained him to work as a unit in the family so that everybody in the family would do cooperative things and work together. And this young man was very industrious. Well, this young man was working so diligently that he forgot his brothers and sisters. And he just did his job with all dispatch. His job was to mow the lawn and sweep the sidewalk. His job was to rake up the leaves. His job was to clean up the garage. His job was to keep the driveway all fresh and nice. His job was to take care of the basement and clean up the basement and make sure that it was nice. His other brother, his job was to take care of the attic and the upstairs hall. And the other sisters, they were to keep the bedrooms all fresh and nice and to set the table for dinner and to help mother wherever it was necessary. Everybody had a job, and everyone did their job so beautifully. Well, this young man was very diligent, as I said. His name was Henry, and Henry was a very caring guy. And his sister Pamela and his sister Jean, Henry, Pamela, Jean, were all very good. And Jim, the younger brother, felt sort of left out. Well, now, Henry was very diligent, as I said, and he worked very hard. He swept the sidewalk, and he swept the drive, and he cleaned out the garage, and he cleaned the basement, and he made everything so spick and span. And then whenever anybody would come along and walk in his domain, he'd say, "Now be careful, don't drop any stuff there, don't mess it up." And he was a pain in the very neck. And Pamela says to Jim, "Jim, would you go and tell Mom that I want to see her, please?" And Jim says, "Well, why don't you go get her yourself?" And Pam says, "Well, I asked you to do it, and I'd like you to do it." "All right." So Jim went in and got his mother. And his mother came out and said, "Pam, what is it that you would like to talk to me about?" And Pam says, "Well, now, Mom, look, there's Henry. He is working like a Trojan. He is just working so hard. He is just doing everything. And Jean and I and Jim, we do our job, but, hey, we don't have that that same excitement for work that Henry has. And Henry makes us look like we're kind of silly." And Mother said, "Well, now, Pam, Henry doesn't have the ability to make you look silly. You make yourself look silly because you think you should do what he does." And Jean said, "But Mom, he does everything so good. He does it so fast and he does it so quick." "And yes, yes, Jean, you're right. But don't forget, he's the oldest, and he's been at this longer than the rest of you." And Jim says, "Yeah, and he earns more money than I do, too. He gets a bigger allowance than I do." And Mother said, "Well, Jim, do you do all the things that Henry does?" "No, but why should he have all the money?" "Well, let's put it this way, Jim. Everyone is getting an allowance depending upon how old they are and upon how much they can do around the house to help and upon how much they need the allowance for. Now, Jim, if you had a bigger allowance, what would you do with it?" "Well, I'd buy more candy." "Well, Jim, you know, in the house, in the closet there, in the dining room, is all the candy you could ever want to eat. And you're allowed to take whatever it is that you know is right for you." "But that's no fun. It's not mine." "Well, it is yours because it belongs to all of us. And Jeannie says, yeah, but yeah, he's got a bike. Henry's got a bike. And Pam says, yeah, and his bike is better than my tricycle. And the mother says, yes, that's true. But Henry is very diligent and is a very good boy. And we wouldn't want him to stop, would we? We wouldn't want him to change, would we? You know, sometimes when we act that way, that we think that somebody else is better than we are, we just don't get the message. Now, I tell you, kids, let's go over to Henry and tell him to quit working for a while, because he really did do a good job. And let me give each of you your allowance, okay? All right. So, Henry. So Henry, Pamela, Jean, and Jim stand there with their hands out. And Mother says, all right, now let's all sit down a minute. Henry, here is your allowance. Your allowance is $2. That's for the whole week. You have done so many wonderful things around the house. Now, Pam, here is your allowance. Your allowance is $1. And you are able to do just so many things, and you're very helpful, but that's your allowance. And Jean, your allowance is 50 cents. And you are a very capable worker, but that's what your age brings to you. And Jim, your allowance is 25 cents. Oh, 25 cents. Jim, what would you buy if you had $2? I'd buy candy. But Jim, I told you, there's all the candy you could want in the house. Whenever you would like some, it's there for you. But that's no fun. It's not mine. Jim, we'll talk a little more about that later, all right? And Jean, what would you buy? Well, I saw Pam with some perfume, and I'd like to buy some perfume. Well, why don't you ask Pam if she has more than one bottle, and the bottle she's not using, and maybe you'll have it and still have your allowance. Oh, that's a good idea. All right, Pam, what are you going to buy with your dollar? Well, Mom, it's Dad's birthday next week, and I want to buy him a nice card, and I know I don't have any money for a gift, but I want to make him a gift. I'm going to make him a gift out of some things that I found in the garden that would make a beautiful potted plant for him. I'm going to take some of the flowers and make a beautiful potted plant and put it on his desk with a nice other thing for so it doesn't get the desk wet, and make it just for him. Oh, Jean said, I want to give Daddy a present too. I want to do something for him. And Jim says, me too. My goodness sake, I want to give Dad a present. Okay, now, Henry, what are you going to do? Well, Mom, I want to take Jean and Pam and Jim with me to the store. And with my $2, I want each of us to buy one present with the $2 and put our name on it and give it to Dad. I want to put Jim's name on it, Pam's name on it, and Jean's name on it, and my name on it. Why, Henry, that's beautiful. Henry, that is so beautiful. Jim, Jean, Pam, what do you think of that?
It's all right. Yeah, okay, I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, yeah, we'll do that. Yeah.
And then Jim says, Henry, here's my quarter. Now we can buy even a better present for him. And Jean and Pam were not quite so quickly to give up their allowance. But after a few minutes, they said, all right, I could get by without what I wanted. Henry, you take our $1.75 and add it to your $2, and let's go and buy Dad a real nice present. Mother looked at her children, and she thought to herself, what have I done to deserve 3, 4 such beautiful children? Hey, boys and girls, there comes Mr. Sandman. He's coming right in the door now. He's going to put Sandman from his pixie dust there. He's going to put pixie dust on each one of you, and you're going to go to sleep. Now, I know that each one of you is lying there getting ready for to bed, but now you take Mom and Dad in your arms and you hug them and tell them how much you love them. Each one of you now. Come on now. Hug them. I love you, I love you, I love you, Mom. I love you, love you, love you, Dad. And go on to the next child and the next child. Okay now. Take your teddy bear. Take your blankets. Tuck them in under your neck. Now there comes Mr. Sandman. He's sprinkling his Sandman. Oh, it's pixie dust all over you. And you're going to have beautiful dreams. And you're going to dream of beautiful things and beautiful ways to live your life. Now you just have a wonderful sleep. And know that I'll be back soon again. Because I'm Mr. Kendall. And I travel the world. And I talk to children all over the world. And we talk about awfully nice things. So, next time I see you, it'll be bedtime again, and I'll be ready to share with you how much I love you, I love you, I love you.